When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, hey, what is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. This is a podcast, as you may have guessed from the title, about Minecraft, specifically about Minecraft updates. Now, sometimes we talk about updates that are coming to the game, such as Minecraft 1.21 and all the wonderful features that are coming in that update. But we also talk about updates that we would like to see come to the game, such as teleportation, maybe, such as waypoints and waystones, such as things like daggers, red dragons, better inventory, and the like. So if those are the kind of things that you like to talk about and think about on your own, you are in the right place because this is the podcast for you. And if you enjoy what you are listening to, please consider subscribing on whatever platform you're listening to it on. And if you really, really enjoy it, please consider passing it along to a friend who also plays Minecraft and is interested in things like Minecraft updates. I would love to see more people be added to the community. And it makes me really, really excited to see it growing. So with that being said, let's get into the Q&A segment of this episode. The Q&A segment is the segment where I like to start the podcast off by turning the spotlight on you guys, the audience. You guys have a lot of creative ideas and opinions on various topics surrounding Minecraft, and I like to showcase that as a way to celebrate you guys. You are a vital part of this podcast, and I thank you for listening and participating in all of this. A few episodes ago, I asked you guys, should there be a waystone system in Minecraft? Or are nether portals and tunnels good enough? Minecraft worlds are infinite. They're huge. And traversing and traveling across an infinite world is quite a challenge. Now, something that a lot of mods have done to address this issue is add a waystone system. This is a system essentially where you can either create or find little teleportation anchors around your world and open up some sort of UI and go directly to specific ones of your choosing. It's a quick way to get around the world in Minecraft, and I personally like it, and I think that there could be a way this could be implemented in Minecraft, but I wanted to see what you guys had to say, because of course we do have nether portals and tunnels in the nether, which makes traveling throughout the overworld a much faster process. Brennan says, yes, a one-use item that makes a point that you can teleport to at any time. Pizza Ball says, teleportation could exist within a magic update. 16 colors represent 16 portals, and each would require you to craft specific potions or spells to teleport you to your intended portal. Now, here's an idea that I do like. Instead of just a quick, you know, click this button and you teleport to your, your outpost out there in the Badlands or something like that. I like this idea of having to craft a specific potion or kind of like a spell or incantation. You have to actually do something and use up materials or energy or another sort of resource to use this teleportation system, because having it just be a free teleport across many thousands of blocks is kind of a cheap thing. So having this be, yeah, if you want to teleport over there, you can, but you have to pay a price. I think that that would be a great way to do it. Energy Turtle says, I think there should be, but they could be portals. You would make them out of purple blocks and light them with a flame bow. So some sort of teleportation system that is that uses portals. Yeah, interesting. Anselm says, I don't like the idea of waystones because they remind me of some plugins like slash home or slash TPA, which just makes people lazy with teleportation. Funny story, the first time I played Minecraft was on a server where these plugins were enabled, such as, you know, slash home or slash back. Like, if you died and you wanted to go directly back to your place, you would hit forward slash back, and it would teleport me directly to where I died. And so I thought that was a part of vanilla Minecraft early on. And so when I started playing single player and that didn't work, I was actually disappointed. things like that, it would make people lazy. That's why I like the idea of having to pay a price to be able to teleport. Floop says definitely a waystone system, as nether portals were never meant as a transportation system. You even have to do math to get where you need to be in the overworld. Fair point. Yeah. One block in the nether represents 8 blocks in the overworld. So having to do that math is necessary if you want to use nether portals as a way of fast travel in the overworld. Lizzie says waystones in Minecraft would be really cool and fun. LilKid43 says, yes, there should be, because when you are traveling long distances, like thousands of blocks, it's not easy to use tunnels and nether portals. The portals are also not easy to set up. Very true. Zachariah says, I like the idea of using nether portals as interdimensional transportation. I feel like a waystone system would make us lazy. It would possibly dampen our ability to navigate if we used it consistently. And finally, James says, waystone. Instant travel rather than flying through nether tunnels would be nice. So definitely would be more convenient. So basically what I think is that waystones would be cool in Minecraft if they come with a price to pay. I don't think that you should be able just to use it for free. Now, how Mojang would implement this, I don't know. I imagine it would be somewhat similar to the end gates that are in the end dimension, except for the end gates only transport you back to the main end island. What if they transported you all over the end dimension? And that might be a way to handle it. Maybe you have to build these gateways throughout the overworld. But thanks, guys, for all of these ideas. And if you would like yours read out in an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there. Or you can do this on Discord. The link to the Discord is in the description of this episode. And I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q and A segment. And I'll do my best to read out as many of those as I can in a future episode. Again, the Discord link is in the description of this episode. Please go check it out and join. There's a lot of fun conversations being had about Minecraft, about the podcast, and also about things like the One Block Challenge that I have going on every week on this podcast. Reminder, tomorrow is your deadline for this week's One Block Challenge. If you need a refresher on what to do, all the details are in the description of this episode, so go check that out. And make sure you get me your ideas in by tomorrow at the latest. All right, guys, with that all being said, let's get into the main discussion of this episode. And we're going to pick up our discussion about the latest Minecraft snapshot. This is Minecraft Snapshot 24W09A. Last episode, we talked about the changes to the bogged mob, the fact that we can shear mushrooms off of the bogged, and there was a texture change to the bogged. We talked about how that was an interesting change, and how unintuitive it was, and how Minecraft may need some updates that make these kinds of things in the game more intuitive. We also talked about how these drops kind of shed some light on the husk, and how the husk is an outlier when it comes to the undead mobs in Minecraft, and it doesn't have any unique drops for itself as a unique mob, and how that really, really needs to change, in my opinion. So we talked about that, but we did not talk about one of the more exciting changes in the snapshot, and namely, these changes are changes to wolf armor, and we're going to get into that right now. So I'm going to read some of the notes from the snapshots, and then we'll talk about it. So the snapshot article says, here is a slightly bigger than usual snapshot with a lot of technical changes, refreshed UI, another iteration of wolf armor, and tweaks to new features. And we're only going to talk about the wolf armor in this episode. Since the initial release of the wolf armor, we have been working on improving it to increase its protection, usability, add customization, For protection, there is a new approach to armor, which considers the player's need to quickly see the state of the armor without using UI elements, and the ability to act quickly to help their pet wolf if needed. Please try it out and let us know what you think over at the feedback site, and then they have a link to the feedback site. For wolf armor, the wolf armor will protect the wolf from most damage sources until the armor loses all durability and breaks. Wolf armor shows signs of increased breakage as durability goes down. Players can repair wolf armor with armadillo scutes while it is equipped on the wolf. Wolf armor can be dyed in a similar fashion to leather armor, and the wolf's owner can now repair wolf armor on a wolf. So those are, in brief, the changes to wolf armor. And I gotta say, fantastic changes. Excellent changes to the wolf armor. It is feeling like a worthwhile feature to this update. And I feel like everybody who voted for the armadillo, finally, we're saying, look, this is what we were voting for. This kind of armor is what we wanted. So let's go over these individually and react to them. First point, the wolf armor will protect the wolf from most damage sources until the armor loses all durability and breaks. What this means is if you have a wolf that has armor and you start punching it, it is not going to take any damage from your punches until their armor breaks. This is crazy. This is a crazy powerful thing that wolf armor can do now. And honestly, I hope that they add this to horse armor as well. This would be excellent for horse armor. But the fact that your wolf can now tank all damage or almost all damage thrown its way until its armor breaks makes it a very, very valuable companion in battle and combat situations. And imagine, you know, having an army of these wolves roll up with you on your enemy. You're just an unstoppable force. This is going to be really, really great in combat situations. I cannot wait to use this with my own pet wolves. So the other points here, there's like 3 points that kind of go together. Wolf armor shows signs of increased breakage as durability goes down. Players can repair wolf armor with armadillo scutes while it is equipped on the wolf, and the wolf's owner can now repair wolf armor on a wolf. So those three things together, very, very good. This is very, very similar to how an iron golem operates in combat as well. A lot of people use the iron golem to help them in a village raid. They follow around the iron golem using iron ingots to heal it up while it just tanks all of that damage and really does a good job of taking care of the hostile mobs around the place. Healing your wolf armor, repairing it rather, with scutes is going to be a valuable part of bringing your tamed wolf into combat situations. You're going to want to keep an eye on the state of your wolf's armor so that your wolf will not have their armor broken and then start taking that damage and die. While your wolf still has their wolf armor, they're not going to be taking any of that combat damage. So you're going to want to have a good handful of armadillo scutes available so that you can do a quick repair and also rotten flesh and the like for healing your wolf if you need to heal your wolf. And this in combination with the fact that wolves now have double the health points that they did previously and take less damage as, you know, even without their armor, they're taking less damage in general from environmental sources. So all of those changes together make the wolf a very valuable combat feature, in my opinion. And this is something that I wanted to see come to the wolf for a very long time. And that this was my hopes for the wolf armor completely. Finally, the wolf armor can be dyed in a similar fashion to leather armor. Now, I know a lot of people were saying that they wanted to be able to trim wolf armor, and I feel like this is the second best thing we have. You can dye your wolf armor up to all the 16 colors that we have available in Minecraft, if not more. I can't remember how many colors you can actually dye leather armor or the wolf armor, but it's a good bit. So there's a lot of customization that you can do now with your wolf armor. If you and your faction have a particular color in your multiplayer PvP server, then you can use this color on all of your wolf armor and have your wolves matching your army. So I think this is really, really good as well. So great changes. However, I will say that there are some things that are not addressed in this snapshot that I think need to be mentioned. We still cannot enchant wolf armor. This is something that I've wanted. A lot of the people in the community wanted to be able to enchant the wolf armor. We cannot enchant the wolf armor. And it looks like we're not going to be able to enchant the wolf armor at all, even in the final release. This might be fine since the wolf armor absorbs almost all damage, but still, this is something that the community has really wanted, and we are not going to get, it looks like. Also, something that the snapshot did not go over is that there are types of damage that bypass wolf armor completely. So while, yes, hitting a wolf with a sword while it's wearing wolf armor will not actually damage the wolf, there are types of damage that ignore that wolf armor protection completely. And here are some of them that I thought were important. Entity cramming will still damage a wolf that is wearing wolf armor. Drowning will still damage a wolf that's wearing wolf armor. Freezing, suffocating in a wall, magic and potions, being outside the world border, starvation, thorns, and wither effect. Those will all damage the wolf in spite of wearing wolf armor. So that is something to keep in mind. The three things that I thought were kind of sad do make a little sense, but I still think we're sad, is that drowning, freezing, and suffocating will not be addressed with the wolf armor. This makes me sad because those are the three things that I tend to lose my wolves to. Thankfully, I feel like burning in lava is something that is protected, that the wolf armor protects, if I'm not mistaken. But drowning, freezing, and suffocating, those will kill your pet wolves. So you've got to be careful about that. Now, in my opinion, maybe there should be enchantments for the armor that protects against some of these kinds of damage. So maybe you have an enchantment on your wolf armor that protects them from drowning. Maybe you could put aqua affinity or respiration on their armor. Maybe you could put something on their armor that protects them from freezing. I think that would be really, really great. Maybe even an enchantment that protects them from magic damage. For suffocating in a wall, honestly, I feel like this should be addressed simply from their teleportation mechanic. The wolves can teleport. We see this all the time. They teleport to the player when the player leaves them behind a certain number of blocks. What if when a wolf starts taking suffocation damage, it just teleports to a safe place? That would be a simple and elegant solution because nobody wants to lose their wolves to suffocation. And that can be something that can happen quite easily, especially underground. So I would like to see that changed. But regardless, wolf armor, in my opinion, has finally become a worthwhile feature. And those of us who voted for the armadillo have finally been vindicated because of these changes. And I am personally very, very happy with this snapshot. Well, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Send me your ideas, your questions and comments, whatever you want me to talk about Minecraft, send it to me to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I've been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, please keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.